The master-at-arms served up only derision. Thorn hated him, John had decided. Of course, he hated the other boys even worse. "That will be all," Thorn told them. "I can only stomach so much ineptitude in any one day. If the others ever come for us, I pray they have archers, because you lot are fit for nothing more than arrow fodder." John followed the rest back to the armory, walking alone. He often walked alone here. There were almost 20 in the group he trained with, yet not one he could call a friend. Most were 2 or 3 years his senior, yet not one was half the fighter Rob had been at 14. Darian was quick, but afraid of being hit. Pip used his sword like a dagger. Jeren was weak as a girl. Gren, slow and clumsy. Holder's blows were brutally hard, but he ran right into your attacks. The more time he spent with them, the more John despised them. Inside, John hung sword and scabbard from a hook in the stone wall, ignoring the others around him. Methodically, he began to strip off his mail, leather, and sweat-soaked woolens. Chunks of coal burned in iron braziers at either end of the long room, but John found himself shivering. The chill was always with him here. In a few years, he would forget what it felt like to be warm. The weariness came on him suddenly as he donned the rough-spun blacks that were their everyday wear. He sat on a bench, his fingers fumbling with the fastenings of his cloak,